Wegen dem Seder Anachas Tefillin sagt die Gemara, in regards to the order of putting on the Tefillin, the Gemara says, Tana, we learned in a Tesefta, Kishuhu Maniach, when you put on the Tefillin, Maniach Shal Yad, first you put on the hand Tefillin, Vachkach Maniach Shal Rosh, and then you put on the head Tefillin. Kishuhu Chaylitz, and when you take them off, Chaylitz Shal Rosh, first you take off the head one, Vachkach Chaylitz Shal Yad, and then you take off the hand one. So the Gemara asks, Bishleim, I can understand. Kishu maniach maniach shol yad, that when you put them on, you first have to put on the hand one, bachkach maniach shol rosh, and then you have to put on the head one. That I can understand. How we know that, Tachsi, because it says in the Pasuk, Kukshartam lois al yadecha, and you shall tie them as a sign on your arm. And then after that it says, Vahayil the tabas ben yadecha, there shall be for a sign on your eyes. So therefore, we see that the hand one is written before, so therefore it should be put on before. El kishu chaylitz, but in regards to taking them off, that chaylitz shol rosh, that it says in the braisa that you should take off the head one, ba'achakach chaylitz shol yad, and then you should take off the hand one, menolan. How do we know this? Amar Rabba, so Rabba said, Rav Huna Azberli, Rav Huna explained it to me. He said, Amar Kra, Rav Huna explained it to me. Amakra, it says in the pasuk, "V'ha'il the tatufas beninecha," and they shall be as a sign between your eyes. So he learned from this, "Kolzman shebeninecha yehu shtayim," that is, it says they shall be as long as they are between your eyes. In other words, when the head, the shorosh, is on, there should be two tefillin on you. Means that the hand one has to be there in order for the head one to be there. So if you're going to take off your tefillin, first you have to take off the head one, and then you can take off the arm one, because whenever the head one is on, there should be two. As Rashi explains, v'hayu, that the word v'hayu, they shall be, mashmashtayim, means two. Kol zman sheyehu be'inecha, as long as they are between your eyes, meaning on your head, yushtayim, there should be two of them on you. Kol zman she'osim shel rosh menachem, as long as the ones from the head one is on you, Eisem Shal Yad Nami Menachem, the one on the arm should also be there. Alma the Reish Chodes Bereishis. So from this we understand that the head one has to be taken off first, so that whenever the head one is on, there's always two. So that's the Gemara. In Mechilta, Eifem Pasuk V'Hoyel Lechol Lois Al Yotcha. In Mechilta, word on the Pasuk which says in Parsha Boy, it says also the mitzvah of Tefillin. And it says there, V'hoya l'cha l'ois l'yotcha, it shall be for you as a sign on your arm. State, so it says, in the Mechilta, kol zman shetfilin shal yad biyad, as long as the tefillin are on your arm, ten shal reish b'reish, then you can put the head one on your head. Mikan omru, from here they said, mitzvah tefillin, that the mitzvah of tefillin is, shekeshu noisen shal yad, that when you're putting them on, you put the arm one on first. And then you put on the head one. So when you take them off, you first take off the head one, and then the arm one. So the Mechilta learns it from the fact that it says, and it shall be for you as a sign on your arm, and then it says it shall be as a sign on the head. Dafim Fashtein. So we have to understand. Number one, was is the time was the Gemara learned to raise them Seder from the Nachas Tefillin from the Pasuk Gukshartem Bahayu Sheba Parsha Seinu? What is the reason? The Gemara learns out the order of putting on the Tefillin from the Pasuk Gukshartem Bahayu, which is in our Parsha and Parsha Veschanan, in the Parsha Shema, basically. Unish from the Pasuk Veshtet Friyan, and they don't, the Gemara doesn't learn it from an earlier Pasuk, in Parsha Bay, which is all the way in Parsha Bay in the beginning of Shmais, wo the mitzvah von Tefillin wird angesagt zum ersten Mal, and that's where the mitzvah of Tefillin comes up for the first time. The Mechilta, as the Mechilta does. The Mechilta does learn it from the Parsha in Parsha Bay. So our Gemara learns it dafke from the end, from Veschanan, all the way towards the end of the Torah. Why does it skip the earlier one and learn it dafke from the later Parsha? Number two, from Pashtus Gemara Zetois, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems, as medarf onkum mitzvei limudim, the Gemara seems to have a two-step process in order to get to the final halacha, that when you take them off, you take off first the head one and then the arm one. Ein limud eivdem dinkshu meniach meniach shol yad. One teaching is that when you put them on, you put on the hand one first, vachach meniach shol resh, and then you put on the head one. On abazunder limud, and then a second teaching, eivdem dinkshu chelutz chelutz shol resh, that when you take them off, you take off the head one, achach shol yad, and then the arm one. As the Gemara said, there was a two-step process. The Gemara says, "Milna olon." How do we know that when you take them off, you have to take them off? And Rabbi Huna had to explain it, that it's from Bahayu, that as long as when they're on you, when the shorosh is on you, there should be two on you. Mashenkin loy de mechilta, but when you look in the mechilta, is bei the dinim verner rizgalan from zalbum limut. Both of them are learned from the same pasuk. It's not a two-step process, but rather that first it should be on your arm and then it should be on your head. So in other words, the reverse is true. From this we learn that as long as they're on your head, both of them should be on. The arm one should be on too, from which we understand that when you take them off, first you have to take off the head. So why is it a one-step process of Mechilta and it has to be a two-step process in the Gemara? It would seem that you would be able to answer one of these questions with the other one. One question answers the other one. By first explaining that loit the mechilta, according to the mechilta of Yazay lent menarois from pasuk oich the mitzvaten prat. How does the mechilta know the second part of the mitzvah? How does the Mechilta Taka know from this pasuk that when you take them off, you have to reverse the process? It doesn't seem obvious from the pasuk that that's how it should be. The pasuk says v'hoi l'chol ois al yotcha. It should be ula teitavis ben enecha. It should be on your arm and on your head. So all you could learn from that is that first it should be on the arm and then it should be on the head. But how do you know that as long as it's on your head, there should also be one on your arm? That isn't obvious in the pasuk. In the beer bazan, and the explanation is the chilik tzvishin dem tzibu v'hoi l'chol l'ois al yotcha in Parsha Kaddish. The difference between the mitzvah as it appears in Parsha Kaddish, which means in boy, which says it should be as a sign on your arm, und the tzibu v'kshatim l'ois al yedecha, and the mitzvah as it appears in Veschanan, in Kriyashma, in Shema, that you shall tie them as a sign on your arm. Shav Parsha Seinu is the difference is the Parsha Seinu is the mitzvah asiyas akshira shala adam. In our Parsha, the Torah is addressing the person that's putting them on. Ukshartem lois layidecha, you shall tie it as a sign on your arm. So in other words, it's a mitzvah directed at you, the person. Mashenkin and pasuk v'hoi lois layotcha. Whereas in the pasuk, which says it shall be as a sign on your arm, it doesn't say you shall put it as a sign on your arm. It shall be, which is b'parsha kaddish, the tziva b'hoya, the mitzvah is they shall be as the tefillin zol zayin lo'os lo'yotchol zekarim enecha. That this is where tefillin should be. Not this is what you should do with your tefillin. The signa nacha, to put it in other words. The pasuk b'parsha seinu red vegen gavre. If you want to talk in lomdisha words and the way it's brought out in discussions in Migla and Pilpul, in our parsha, in parsha v'eschanan, it talks about the person. It's a mitzvah addressed to the person. In parsha kaddish v'ilchol yisod yotcha vegen cheftze. In the parsha kaddish and boy, it's talking about the situation of tefillin, not the person putting on tefillin, but the object, the tefillin. This is how tefillin shall be upon the person. When they raise the Gemara red wegen dem say the hanochas tefillin, and since the Gemara is talking about the order in which tefillin are put on, mitzadim chiyuv gavra, the Gemara talks in terms of how does a yid put on tefillin. How do we know that's what the Gemara is addressing? It says, kishahu maniach, when he is putting them on, maniach shol yad, he first puts on the hand one, ba'akach maniach shol rosh, and then he puts on the head one. Learned as the Gemara, right? So therefore, since the Gemara is talking about how does a Jew go about putting on tefillin, so he says, from the Gemara learns it from the pasuk, v'si is the mitzvah maniach, where the pasuk addresses the person as well. That's in our parsha Veschana. Ukshartam lois al yadecha, you shall tie it as a sign on your arm, is the Torah talking to the person rather than talking about the tefillin and the proper way that they shall be situated on the person. And then it says, and they shall be for a sign or frontlet, whatever, between your eyes. So the beginning of the pasuk is, you shall tie them. So the Gemara is talking about, how do you go about putting them on? So it brings the pasuk which talks about, how do you go about putting them on? And therefore, you need to have a separate, less a teaching, that as long as they're on your head, there should be two. If chalitzas tefillin, and to teach you how to take off the tefillin, because that taking off the tefillin is not part of the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. Taking them off is not part of that process. So therefore, the pasuk talks about how to put them on. That's the mitzvah. How to take them off is not about how to put them on. It's not about how about go about doing the mitzvah of tefillin. Therefore, it's not directly addressed in the pasuk itself, and therefore it needs to have an additional teaching about how to address the issue of removing the tefillin. In mechilta aber, but in the mechilta retzich nishveg mitzvah nachas tefillin mitzad agavre, the mechilta is not talking about how a person should go about putting on tefillin, nor vid the tefillin alein al tzcheftze, but rather as the tefillin, as the object of tefillin, Zainan shall be situated in this way. They shall be as a sign on your arm and a remembrance between your eyes. The far is the limit from Pasik v'hoyel al yotcha, and therefore the lesson that we take from the Pasik, they shall be in this certain way. Here the Pasik is talking, how do tefillin sit upon the person? So therefore, immediately we know it's not talking about how to put them on, it's talking about how they should be sitting upon you. So from there we know immediately, we go immediately to the issue of whenever they're on you, if the head is on you, that means that the hand one should be on you. We know that immediately. This is how tefillin should be sitting upon you, and therefore we immediately know the rest of it, which is that when you're going to take them off, if you take off the arm one first, then the head one will be sitting there without an arm one. That can't be. Whenever they're on you, the head one is on you, the arm one has to be on you. Therefore, it becomes immediately obvious that the head one has to be removed first. It's not a two-step process about how to put them on and then how they should be sitting there. It's immediately talking about how they should be sitting upon you. Inside of Bamela, and therefore Mikan Amru, from here you immediately know Vaisman from them Oichmanigelumaisa Odamun in Vedas Man, and therefore we know how to do it in regards to both situations, about putting them on and about taking them off. Yad, when you put them on, you put on the first one, and then the head one. When you remove them, you take off the head one first, and then the hand one. While in them inyan from Bahaya is kein chilik nish zwischen anocha der chalitz tzvilin. Because in terms of, as regards to the matter of how they should be sitting upon you, it doesn't matter if we're talking about when you're putting them on or you're taking them off. The same rule applies. Whenever they're on, the head one is on you, the hand one must be on you. So it addresses both situations of putting them on and taking them off. So that sounds like a pretty good answer. Gimel, es ist aber schwer, also einzulernen. But it's difficult to say that this is what is going on here. Because, warum? In the Neusaf of dem, was auf diese ist, nicht glattig als Cholos Aloshim von der Mechilte. Because in addition to the fact that, according to this explanation, the wording in the Mechilte at the beginning seems problematic. What does the Mechilte say there? Kol zman shetfilin shol yad biyad, ten es shol reish bereish. As long as the tefillin are on your arm, then you can place the tefillin on your head. So that is a problem. Why? Valafia now, because according to the way we just explained it, hotegedab zogem b'sei dehafuch, he should have said it in the opposite order. Tia shorosh b'rosh kol zman. since we're talking about how the tefillin should be upon you, not how you should be putting them on, so then he should have said, the head one can be on you as long as the hand ones are on you. Not when you put on the hand one, you can put on the head one. It should be the opposite. First of all, it shouldn't be about you putting them on. It should be how they are sitting upon you. And second of all, it should first be if you can have the head one on you as long as the hand one is on you. Okay, something similar to that. Aloshim Basred Veng the Tfilin, first of all, it should be talking about the Tfilin, not about how to put them on, about putting on the Tfilin. It should be about how the Tfilin are sitting on you. Unisht, Aloshim Basred Veng the Nachosim Ayde Odom, and not an expression that talks about how the person should be putting them on. Because in the Mechilta, it's not talking about putting them on. It's talking about how they sit upon you. So in addition to that, besides for that problem, there's another issue. Gefind menaz, because we find a third place in Sifri beparsha Seinu State. In the Sifri in our parsha, it says the zelba loshen v'mechilta, a very similar wording to the mechilta. Kol zman shel yad biyad tein shel rosh b'rosh. As long as the arm one is on, you can put the head one. Mekan Amru, from here they learned kishe noisin tefillin, when you put on the tefillin noisin shel yadchila, you put on the hand one first, v'achakach shoresh, and then the head one, kishe chelitz, when you take them off, chelitz shel rosh tchila, you take off first the head one, v'achakach chelitz shel yad, and then you take off the hand one. So the wording of the Sifri seems to be similar to the Mechilta, that it's talking about how the tefillin should be on you. As long as the head one is on, the hand one is on, then the head one could be on, and so on. Afal Pikenan, even though it seems to be saying that virtually the same thing as the Mechilta, learned as the Sifri Areisun and Pasuk Shabbat Parsha Seinu. The Sifri doesn't learn it from the same Pasuk as the Mechilta. It references our Parsha. Ukshatam lo yisal yadecha, vayotatavs beninecha. Which is talking about how the person should go about putting them on. So therefore it's difficult to say that that's the difference between the Gemara and the Mechilta, and why the Gemara learns it from this Pasuk and the Mechilta learns it from that Pasuk, because the Sifri is saying virtually the same words as the Mechilta, yet learns it from our parasha, like the Gemara. Also, we have to understand in the wording in the Gemara itself. And then, as well, you learn the Gemara up as calls manshabeninach yushtayim. After the Gemara already learned that from the words vahayu which is written in multiple, they shall be. So from this we learn that as long as they are on your head, there have to be two, the hand one has to be on also. So and from this we learn that when you take them off, you have to take them off the head one first. So is kishem v'mahay time if a statement is kishu chelos chel shel rosh v'chel shel yad. So just like from this second process, part of the process, we just learned that when you take them off, you have to take off first the head and then the hand, the arm, because as long as they're on your head, the arm one has to be on. So from this we should also be able to learn out, from this already you understand that when you're putting them on, it also has to be that way, since the head one has to be on only when the arm one is on. So therefore, of course, you're going to have to put on the arm one first. So from the Vahoyu, from that secondary limud, we should also be able to learn the first part of the limud, which is that when you put them on, you have to put on the arm one first. As the Mechilta says, is if so, the question becomes, Sulim Vos Dav the Gemara dem limud from Seder Atzivuyim. So then why does the Gemara need the first part of that whole explanation, which is because the Torah says first, you shall tie them as a kshatim lo yisal yadecha, that you shall tie them on your arm first, and then it says you should put them on your head, from which the Gemara learned that the order of the Torah is important. First you tie them on your arm, then you put them on your head. Now we don't need that anymore, because since we already had to go to the secondary part to teach us how to take them off, So once you know already that as long as they're on your head, they also have to be on your arm, so then you don't need anymore the order of Ukshartam Loisal Yadecha. You just need Vahayu. As long as they're on your head, they have to be on your arm. So why does the Gemara need the first part of that lesson, that teaching, since we already got to the second part of the teaching? Dalit. And it seems that we would be able to answer, as Heinachinami, it's true, you're right. Lefia maskona lent min taka ob the beidedinim saikeshu meniach meniach shol yad achav meniach shol roish. That according to the end of the Gemara, which once we already got to the hoyu, to that part of the lesson, so now the Gemara already accepts that you're right. We can learn both dinim from there, both the aspect of when you put them on, you have to put on the arm one first, on saikeshu chelus chelus shol roish, and also that you're when you take them off, you have to take off the head one first. From them was Omar Krab, we learned it all out from the fact that the Gemara says Vahayu, which teaches that as long as the head one is on, the arm one has to be on already. So we learn the Taka from there. Unvimin gefint become a poskim, as we indeed find from a number of the poskim of the halachic literature, that they bring it in that way, and demolt is das eich masim the drasha from Sifri anal, and then it fits well with the way the Sifri says it. In other words, you remember we asked the question that in the Sifri he says the same words as the Mechilta, which is that as long as they're on your head, they should be on your arm already, and he learned it from Ukshartam. Why did he learn it from Ukshartam? Because it's learning it from v'hoyu l'taytafis. From the second part of it, which is what Rav Huna said, that as long as they're on you, they have to be two on you, and you're on your head, they have to be two on you. But according to this, that we're now learning it from the second part of the teaching, the question becomes even more difficult. Since in the end the Gemara Taka learns it all from that second part from Bahayu with the Mechilta, similar to what the Mechilta says, Hein Favos learned as the Gemara on the Sefri Nishtarois from the Friedik and Pasuk in Parsha Kaddish. If you're already going to that, going in that direction, that we learn it from the fact that when they are on you, they have to be on you in a certain order, that the hand one has to be on before the head one. So then why do you have to learn it from the second, from Veschanon, from Kriyashma? Why didn't you learn it from Kadesh as the Mechilta does? We're getting to the same point. We're bringing out the same point that it's all now based on how they should be situated on you. If so, you may as well learn it from the earlier Pasuk. Because earlier the Rebbe wanted to answer that the reason that the Gemara learns it from Mokshartam is because the Gemara is talking about how you should put them on, how you, the person, should put them on. But since now we're going already to Vahayu, on how they should be sitting on you, even if you learn it from Mokshartam, from that Pasuk. So if so, you may as well learn it from the earlier Pasuk, which talks about how they should be on you. In the Beze Fane Limud, we also need better explanation about the two approaches. The approach of the Gemara and the approach of the Mechilta. See, the chilek tishin zei is norma shmoz darshim, whether the difference between them is only which wording lends itself more to teaching this lesson, this halacha. So the Gemara feels this way and the Mechilta feels that way, but it doesn't really make a difference in halacha. It all comes to the same place. Other, or maybe no, sizda nafkemin ala halacha. There is a difference in halacha from velchem pasuk melenta sarais, from which pasuk you learn, if you derive it. So we have to understand whether there is more to it than just two different places. One sounds better to the Mechilta, one sounds better to the Gemara, or is there really a difference? Even though that we said before that the Mechilta and Sefri are virtually the same, but there is some differences. Number one, in Mechilta is the Loshem Mekan Omru Mitzvah's Tfilin. The Mechilta says, from here we learn that the Mitzvah of Tfilin is in this way. When the Sefri says, Mekan Omru Shkshenoysen Tfilin. The Sefri says, from here we learn that when you put on Tfilin, there's a difference which is significant, as we'll see later. And number two, another difference in Sefri is a Meisiv Kshenoisin Tfil Noisin Shul Yad Chila. The Sefri says when you put on the tefillin, you put on the hand one first. And when you take off the head, the tefillin, you take off the head one first. The Sefri adds the words first. Mashenkin and Mechilte. Mechilte just simply says when he takes off the tefillin, he takes off the hand one and then takes off the head one. And it doesn't say first in either case. Neither when you're putting them on, neither when you're putting them off. Taking them off. Fabir Bazet. So to explain this. Does this film show ya dafman magdim zayn fara nochas film show rush? The reason, the fact that you have to put on the tefillin shol yad, the hand arm one, before you put on the head one. Av apiz zayin tzvei mitzvahs, even though they are two separate mitzvahs, as we know, they're independent mitzvahs. And einem akve zu azu, and one does not prevent you from doing the other one. For instance, if you don't have an arm one, you can just put on the head one, and you're yotze the mitzvah of the head tefillin, or the opposite. This can be understood in a number of different ways. Number one, das is adin betfilin shorosh. So another way, the idea that you have to put on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh, even though they're two completely separate mitzvahs, so why would one affect the other, is the question. They're two independent mitzvahs. So there are a few ways that you can look at it. One is, das is adin betfilin shorosh, that this is something which is germane, important to the tefillin shorosh. It's about the tefillin shorosh. The shleimus hamitzvahs for tefillin shorosh, that the perfect way of the tefillin shorosh being worn is nor b'shas if the hand is dodel sholyad, is only if the arm also has the tefillin on it. V'lechein daf darf er faran legen tefillin shorosh, legen tefillin shorosh, and therefore, because it's important for the tefillin shorosh that the tefillin shorosh should be on it already in order for the tefillin shorosh to be fulfilled in its perfect way, therefore, in order for the tefillin shorosh to be able to done perfectly, first you have to put on the tefillin shorosh so that when you get to the tefillin shorosh, it is being done properly. It's about the tefillin shorosh. Number two, another way of looking at it is, Sizadin in the Mseide Vida Gavre Daf Legen the Tefillin, that this has to do with the order in which the person has to be putting them on. Fria Daf Legen Tefillin Shel Yad, the proper order for putting on tefillin is Dafke, specifically in this way. First you have to put on the hand one, and the Noch Tefillin Shel Rosh, and then you can put on the head one. Das heißt, das ist nicht negiert zu der Mitzvah für Tefillin Shel Rosh. In other words, it has nothing to do with the Tefillin Shel Rosh specifically. Und euch nicht zu der Tefillin Shel Yad. And in fact, it has nothing to do with the Tefillin, has little to do with the Tefillin Shel Yad either. Nor adin and seder anachosim from adam amanicham. This has to do with, we are instructed by the Torah, the proper order of putting on tefillin is first you start with the tefillin shel yad, then you start with you go to the tefillin shel rosh. And it's not that the tefillin shel rosh needs the tefillin shel yad to be there in order for the tefillin shel rosh to be fully fulfilled. It's just about the order in which the person should put them on. Eine von den Afgeminis bepashtus zwischen die zwei Fanamis. What's the difference between how you look at it? There could be one difference could be. Oiber hat ze beide gelegt bevasachas. What happens if somebody put on both tefillin at once? In other words, you had somebody putting it on for you. One guy was winding it on your arm, tying it on your arm, as the other person was placing it on your head. They put it on at the same time. Leuten esh neifen, according to the first approach, which is that in order for the tefillin shel rosh to be done in its perfect way, the arm one has to be on. As das is negayin nortzah the shleimus hamitzvah tefillin shel rosh, that it's all about the perfection of the tefillin shel rosh. Is there euch in dem fall a kind of mitzvah b'shleimus? In this case, he would also be doing the mitzvah in its perfect way, because when he was putting on the tefillin shel rosh, the hand one was on there, was being put on at the same time. So the tefillin shel rosh was on at the while the tefillin shel hand was of the arm was already on. or was being placed. But according to the second way, which is that it's the order in which a person should put them on, as those is adin for seida nachas adam. As free daf alegn the film shal yad and nacht film shal rosh. That first you have to put on the shal yad, and only then can you put on the film shal rosh. Yesh leimer, one could say as od der say the fell demo that the order, which is important, is lacking if both are put on at the same time. Then alegz bevasach as he puts them at the same time. So that would be a difference in these two, how you look at it, how you see why it's important, why it's necessary that the shol yad should be put on before the shol rosh. Noch anoifen. But there is a third way in which you can put it, look at the whole matter. Kemelernen, we could also say, das is adin in mitzvahs tefillin. That this has to do with the way the mitzvah of tefillin needs to be done. Das heißt, in other words, ad the seder anachosom, the order in which they're placed, the chiyuv akdimah from our sholiyad, that the sholiyad should be the first, is a tale for mitzvahs tefillin, sholiyad v'shol roish, that it is a part and important and essential to the way tefillin are practiced. That if you want to know how tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is practiced, sholiyad first, shol rosh second. The shasmin is mechayiv and beida, of course, only in the case where you have to be, where you're obligated to put on both, then it has to be in this order. Of course, you can fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin with only one of them. Also, let's say a person that is not able to do one or the other. So the third way is different than the other two ways. The other two ways were: one is this is how tefillin shel rosh have to be accomplished by the yad being on it already. The second one is this is how the person that puts on tefillin has to have the order in which he puts them on. The third way is the way mitzvahs tefillin need to be accomplished is first the tefillin shel yad, then the tefillin shel rosh. So what would be the difference in regards to this third way? Yesh leimer, we could say that this is the difference. When eina had geleg the tefillin shel rosh, eider had geleg the tefillin shel yad. What happens if somebody actually put on his tefillin shel rosh, the head one, before he put on the arm one? He didn't know. Now somebody points out, by the way, you need to put on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh. Says, okay, what should I do now? Does he need to take off the tefillin and put them on again in the proper order? Free tefillin shel yad, first the arm one, and the nach shel rosh, and then the head one. Others is genug, or is it enough as if it nachdem anton the tefillin shel yad? Or is it enough at this point? He's already put on the head one, so there's no point in taking off the head one and then putting on the arm one and then putting on the head one. He said, put on the arm one and now you'll have both of them on you. In fact, there is a dispute about between the Poskim in regards to this question, whether you have to take them off or not. Now to understand what the issues are. If we look at it the first way, that it's all about the best way that the tefillin shel rosh could be accomplished. In dem vos zeizayne menochem al roshoy, so the fact that the tefillin shel rosh already on his head, dafen ish chelet zayn dem shel rosh, there's no need for him to take off the head one at this point. Und says maspik as if atontan gleich the tefillin shel yad, it's enough that he will immediately put on the tefillin shel yad, so that the tefillin shel rosh shouldn't be sitting there without a shel yad. And therefore, at least from now, from this point on, the shol rosh will be in a perfect state, because now the tefillin shel yad are on, so the tefillin shel rosh can be done in its most perfect way, at least from this point on. But in this way, taking off the tefillin shel rosh in order to put on the tefillin shel yad first, it doesn't matter, because it's not about the tefillin shel yad being first. It's about the tefillin shel yad being there when the tefillin shel rosh is there. So if the tefillin shel rosh is there already, just put on the tefillin shel yad. And now the tefillin shel rosh has its tefillin shel yad as well. But according to the third way that we're saying, as das is a dinum the mitzvah tefillin, that this is a part of how the mitzvah of tefillin is meant to be practiced, is muvin, which means that the shalyat should be first and the shalrosh should be second, is muvin. It's understood as a daf chelit zayin the tefillin shalrosh on legen zay kesidram. It's understood that now you do have to take off the tefillin shalrosh, and because if you want to do the tefillin in the proper way that they're meant to be practiced, which is the mitzvah of how tefillin should be put on, so then yes, take off the tefillin shalrosh so that you can put them on in the proper order, the tefillin shel yad and then the tefillin shel rosh. What about the second one? We'll get to that soon. How the second one, how would it speak to this question whether you should take off the tefillin shel rosh if you already put them on first? Und das ist der Chilik zwischen dem Limud Kolzman she'beinen echa yushtayim. And this, in regards to this, would be the difference between whether you see it in the way the Gemara says, that as long as they're on your head, there has to be two. Did you give us the Gemara lent up? On the limit of Mechilta, and the way the Mechilta explains it. Mekan omru, mitzvah film, shu noise and noise and shal yad, vachach and noise and shal rosh. The Mechilta said, from here we learn that the mitzvah of tefillin is that when you put them on, you put on the hand one first, and then you put on the head one first. And therefore the same would be true for removing it. What's the difference? The limud calls man shebeinin echayu shtayim meint, according to the way the Gemara says it, that as long as they're on your head, there should be two. What that is saying is ados is adin in tefillin shorosh, that this is about the tefillin shorosh. As long as the tefillin shorosh are on your head, the hand one has to be on your arm. Dosos medaf magdim zayin the tefillin shoyad yu shtayim, the fact that you have to put on the tefillin shoyad before, is negay, it's a shleimus mitzvah shel rosh. It's all about so that when the tefillin shel rosh is put on, the tefillin shel yad is already on. So it's still about the tefillin shel rosh. And therefore, if you look at it this way, Bishah says, Higdin tefillin shel rosh is tefillin shel yad. In the case which he put on the tefillin shel rosh by mistake first, is maspik da nochaf in tefillin shel yad. It's enough that you'll just put on your tefillin shel yad at this point. On the mit is a shemakan lahaba makayim the mechiyu for kolzman shebein beinenecha you shtayim, and therefore at least from this moment on you put on immediately a tefillin shel yad. So therefore the tefillin shel rosh is now perfect because from now, from this moment, there is already both. The tefillin shel rosh has its tefillin shel yad in place, but there would be no reason to tell the person to take off the tefillin shel rosh in order to put on the tefillin shel yad first. Leuten Mechilta aber, but according to the Mechilta, is the limud as mekan omru mitzvah tefillin, that from here we learn that the mitzvah of tefillin, the way tefillin need to be put on, the getter for mitzvah tefillin is ba'ifanaz, that the way that mitzvah tefillin have to be carried out is kishu noisin, that when you put them on, noisin shol yad, first you have to put on the hand one, vachach noisin shol rosh. In other words, that this is the proper way to carry out the mitzvah of tefillin. As Agdama Shol Yad is Seder Anachosim is Adin a Mitzvah Tefillin. In other words, that the putting of the hand one on first is a part of how the Mitzvah of Tefillin is carried out. Well, b'meilen, if you look at it this way, b'shas higdim Tefillin Shol Rosh, so in the case that a person made a mistake and put on the Tefillin Shol Rosh first, fell the din b'mitzvah tefillin. If you put on your arm one now, you will be missing something from the way that mitzvah tefillin should be carried out because you reverse the order. And therefore, in order to get it right, in order to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin right, you have to take off the shel rosh so that you could put them on in the order in which mitzvah tefillin need to be carried out. Zayin, leiten zweiten eifenanau, but according to the second approach that we had before, as dos is din not in the seder nachas tefillin ayedei adam, that it's about the order in which the person needs to put on the tefillin, not that this is the way tefillin need to be carried out, but this is the order in which the person needs to do it. Is da the sinus mokem zu trachten? Then there is, you could either look at it this way or that way. Tzi dos is nor atnai umprat in seder nachas ola adam. Und das hat nicht geschehen zu dem mitzvah tefillin. That maybe this is only something the way the person needs to approach it, but it has nothing to do with how the mitzvah of tefillin needs to be done. And therefore, if it's just one of the conditions of how the person needs to do the mitzvah, so therefore, just like in many other mitzvahs, there is the way that the person should do it. Like, for instance, a person should have kavana with a mitzvah. It's an important condition of a mitzvah. However, is the sefsh initially kuvah? But if the person didn't have the proper kavana, in most mitzvahs, it doesn't undermine the mitzvah. It doesn't disqualify the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still a valid mitzvah. So therefore, in this case too, if you put it on not in the order in which you're supposed to put them on, it's an important part of it, but if you didn't do it, it doesn't disqualify your mitzvah. Well, b'meila, therefore, in this case, I b'higdim tefillin shel rosh, if you put on the shel rosh first, is must, because oleg nogdim the tefillin shel yad, it would be enough that you just put on the tefillin shel yad at this point. When the mitmakai mitzvah is tefillin kedubayin, and therefore he will be fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, but there's no need for him to take it off because it's not an essential part of the mitzvah without which you can't fulfill the mitzvah. You could still fulfill the mitzvah even if you didn't do it in the right order that you were meant to do it. If it were a question of the tefillin must be put on in that order, then that's how the mitzvah has to be carried out. You can't do it any other way. But if it's about how you should do it, so it's not an essential part of the mitzvah of tefillin, then even if you missed it, it's not essential that you take it off in order to do it in the right order. That's one way of looking at it. Or we could say differently, as the din in Seder and Achosim, that nimshech oich oivaiter, that the din of how you need to put them on is not just something about how you should have done it, and once you put it on, then that part of it is over, the order is over, or it's possible that the order continues. As does was the tefillin zayin and nogdim and nochem oifem. And in other words, to say that when the tefillin are sitting on you is a hemshech von anoche von tefillin shel rosh on the hakdama von tefillin shel yad, you put them on in the wrong order. You put on the head one first and then the arm one. Now when it's sitting on you, in the earlier version we said, okay, it's over and done, it's been put on, now they're sitting properly, everything is fine. Or no, now that they're sitting on you, they continue to sit on you in a way that you put them on in the wrong order, and that while they sit on you, it's still recognized, at least in the beruchnius, in the need of the mitzvah, that they were put on in the wrong order, and therefore they're still sitting there as if they were put on in the wrong order. And therefore you would have to take off the head one and to redo them in the proper order so that they could be sitting on you in the order in which you were meant to put them on to begin with. And one could say, as the mitzvah, the Gemara zokt, as Rav Huna asberali, that when the Gemara says, Rav Huna explained it to me, as hakdamas chlitza shel rosh le'len icharois from them vos, amakrav ha'il todos beninecha, Rav Huna explained that that taking off the shel rosh, we learn from the pasuk which says they shall be upon on your head as long as they're on your head, there should be two. Is the Gemara mefarish, what the Gemara is trying to say here, as the esh the limud ben gei the seidar anochik, that the first teaching that the Gemara had said that the order has to be geshuv maniach maniach shol yad v'achach maniach shol rosh. If you remember, the Gemara had it as a two-step process. The first part was when you put them on, you should put them on first as the arm one and then the head one, because that's the order that the pasuk says it. As the order of the pasuk is, first put them on your arm and then put them on your head. Is not a tnai. So what it's telling you is not a tnai in ma'isav anocha shel agavra, that this is only saying that this is how you should go about putting them on. Unisht in endim from mitzvah tefillin gufa, but it's not a condition in how tefillin must be carried out, because that's what Rav Huna said. So mitzvah tefillin in regards to the actual mitzvah of tefillin is blois negeyed and prat. The only thing that matters is as kol zman shebeinenacha yushtaim, that as long as they're on your head, there should be two. not that as you must put them on in the order in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, you must put them on in the order of shel yad and then shel rosh. That is only the instruction to you. Ukshartam, you should tie them first on your arm and then on your head. But if once they're on, what's important to the mitzvah of tefillin is that as long as the head one is on, the arm one must be on. So what happens in the case where you put on the head one first and you forgot the arm one? So then there's no need to take it off. Yes, you missed the order that the Torah wants you to put them on. But as far as the mitzvah of tefillin is, if you put on the arm one now, then you will fully fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, which is, as long as the head one is on, the arm one should be on. And that's what you did. You put the arm one on so that both of them should be on, could be on you, at least from this point on. When avdem kum diyesafa in sifri, and to this comes what the sifri adds to that. Vosmalen tesoro is fun ukshartam. The sifri learns it from the pasuk ukshartam. Kolzman shel yad be yad ten shel roish beroish. As long as the arm one is on your arm, place the head one on your head. Mekan amru, from here they learned kishenoisin tefillin noisin shel yad chila, that when you put on the tefillin, you put on the hand one first, v'achach shel roish, and then you put on the head one. What's the sifri adding? Loid the Gemara, according to the Gemara, is nor negeya as his omen zaymanochem al roish kolzman shavein enoch yushtayim. The Gemara concludes that what's important to the mitzvah of tefillin is that as long as the head one is on, the arm one has to be on. Thus, heiz da'agdama for tefillin sheyad is narbach de'ezol zayin shtayim kol zman shebein enecha. In other words, that the reason that the order that the head one should be first is only so that when the head one gets on, the arm one is already on there. So what's important is that the head one needs the arm one there along with it. Aber leuten sifri, but the sifri says it differently. Is zu mitzvah tefillin shel rosh negeya, nit nor as the tefillin shel rosh shel zayin menochem ven er the tefillin shel yad zayin menochem. So that for the tefillin shel rosh, it's not only that as long as when the rosh is on, the shel yad has to be on. No, but rather, according to Sifri, it says no. The order in which they're put on is also essential to the mitzvah. And that's why the Sifri says, place the head one on only when you have already placed the arm one on. And that's why the Sifri adds the word chila. It's not just that the head one needs the arm one to be there. The order is also essential to the mitzvah, and therefore you must put on the arm one first and then put on the head one. And when you take off, you have to do it the opposite. Kadezul kenazayin kadeboi, so that it should be proper. Ten shel rosh beroish, put on the head one on the head. And therefore, of course, according to the Sifri, the conclusion would have to be that if you put on the head one first, you have to take it off and put on the arm one first and then put on the head one, because to the Sifri it's tchila. In addition to the fact that it has to be that the head one needs the arm one on the arm first, or that the head one needs the arm one to be there, it also needs that the arm one should be there first. The Sifri seems to be adding that, or disagreeing with that, with the Gemara, who seems to make it only about they have to be there together. The Sifri says no, the arm one has to be there first. Al pi kalanal is eich muvan. Based on this, we can also understand was the Mechilta learned to sereis von eshten pasuk beparsha kadesh. Why the Mechilta learns it from the first time that it appears in the Torah, which is in parsha boi vayil chalois al yotcha, and nisht from pasuk vayil chalois al yotcha from parsha boi ki viyacha nair v'seif parsha boi. Not even from the second parsha, which is also in boi, which is v'hayu kiviyacha, the mitzvah of tefillin appears twice in Parsha Bai, but the Mechilta learns it from the very first time that it appears. Because later Mechilta v'balda as the seder nachasim is adim b'mitzvah tefillin, because according to the Mechilta, since the order in which you have to put them on is a part of how mitzvah tefillin have to be carried out, not just that it's a nishblois adin in the maisa nocha from gavra, not only that this is the way the person should be doing it, but rather this is the way that tefillin must be put on. other than the shleimus amitzvot tefillin shel rosh, or that it's just something about how shel rosh needs to be done in its perfect way, that the shel yad is there already, as we said all the way in the beginning. Which is why the Mechilta says that from here we know that the mitzvah of tefillin is done in this way. That when he puts on first the hand and then the head. He could have said very much shorter. From here we learn that when you put them on, you put on the hand one first. So but he doesn't say that. He says mitzvah tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is in this way. Why does he have to add the word mitzvah tefillin? We know that we're talking about tefillin. He's telling us that this is conditional in the mitzvah of tefillin. It's about how to do tefillin, not about how the person should be doing it, or how the shel rosh needs to be understood in its perfect way. And while the chiyuv to magdim zayin the shel yad is nish blois atnai k'deyaz the nozol zayin the b'chol zman shemenecha yiyu shtayim, because making sure that the hand one is on first is not just about making sure that the shel rosh has its hand one there when it goes on. Other atnai ba'ifin shel ten shel roish b'roish, or the condition for the person to know how to what goes first and what comes second. Not adin a mitzvah tefillin, but rather this is the way tefillin need to be done. The far length and the sob from the mitzvah of mitzvah tefillin to meshmol, and that's why the Mechilta insists that the place that we learn it from is from the very first time that the mitzvah of tefillin appears in the pasuk. Vos von dem versteht man as zusammen mit dem etzem mitzvah. So from this we understand that since this is such an essential part of the way tefillin need to be put on, so the first time that the mitzvah is told to us is gezogevor in the din ikri ba mitzvah. Of course the Torah would have also told you this very essential part of how the mitzvah should be done. But if it were only merely a condition or an understanding of how the person should go about putting on tefillin, but the mitzvah itself doesn't really need it, so then it could appear. Often details of a mitzvah are given later. In another parsha, when it appears for the second time, we learn more details about the mitzvah. But according to the Mechilta, this is the way that the mitzvah needs to be carried out. So of course, it comes in the first time that the mitzvah was told. And we can add also, as the mocker of them, as does his mitzvah film, adin in the mitzvah gufa, that the source, how do we know that this is a part of mitzvah tefillin itself, is nish blois mitzadim seder akosu na mitzad loshen akosu. It's not just because that's the order that the pasuk says it, first the arm and then the head, but it's also in the way the words in the pasuk appear. From the pasuk v'hoyu l'cholu oisal yotchol z'korim enenecha, from the fact that the pasuk says they shall be for a sign on your arm and a remembrance between your eyes, and it doesn't say v'hoyu again a second time, v'hoyu they shall be for a sign on your arm and they shall be for a sign, a remembrance between your eyes, it doesn't say that shall be again. Lent men up the Gemara in the Rishonim they learn from this sheshteim nachshavim lahavaye v'asiyah achas, that both mitzvahs are considered to be one act. It's not two times, this shall be the hand one, and that shall be the head one. That would separate it into two separate acts. The Torah only says it once, they shall be, and then lists both the shel yad and the shel rosh. In other words, considering shel yad and shel rosh to be one act. Aba lahalacha, what does this mean lahalacha? V'adas is loy dedeya as malen tovdim seydan lachotzim v'kshayat and v'hoyil detoytofes, which goes according to the opinion that we learn this. We learn the order of the tefillin from the order in the pasuk. V'kshayatem, first to tie them and then detoytofes, like the Gemara says. So in regards to halacha, what does it mean that they're both considered to be one act? What it means that they're considered as one act, not in the minyan should take from zuach hazu b'loishum hefsek. only in regards to the fact that you have to do them one after the other immediately. You can't put on your tefillin shel yad and then a half an hour later put on the tefillin shel rosh. They have to be done immediately after each other because they're considered to be one act. But that doesn't mean that they're considered to be one mitzvah, which there is an opinion like that also, that both tefillin shel rosh and shel yad are one mitzvah because it says only once v'hoyu. But in halacha, for the halacha as we understand it, it doesn't mean that they're one mitzvah, it just means they have to be done one immediately after the other. But according to the mechilta, the v'hoyu, they're considered to be one act. In what way? They are considered to be one mitzvah, and therefore the order it goes is tefillin shel rosh and is shel yad with tefillin shel rosh. They're one order, and that's why it's essential that they be done in that order. For them is bederech memela fashtandik as b'shaserot mishana givendem seidus. From this we understand that if he changed the order, is dos nishdi havaya basiach shabakosav, then you haven't carried it out in the way the pasuk makes it into one mitzvah, which is shel yad and then shel rosh. If you see it as two separate mitzvahs, so then whichever one you did first, it's not essential. But if it's one mitzvah and this is the order in which the pasuk says it, so then it's the only way you can fulfill it is the order in which the one act of shel yad and then shel rosh that the pasuk says. L'chein dafer nocham alantan gesidram, and therefore we would have to take off the shel yad, the shel rosh, in order to put on the shel yad and then the shel rosh to make it into that one mitzvah as the Torah describes it. Tes ali inyanu fenigla de Torah zayin da vizay dikin zechayis bepnimius haTorah. Whatever there is, any issue, any subject in nigla also has the way it's expressed in chassidus. The adar abe inyanu menigla ver nishtalshul fun vizis ane bepnimius. In fact, it goes the other way around. Anything in Nigla de Torah evolves from its situation in Pnimius HaTorah. Valderos Aminyoneinu, and the same is true for our situation. See, Hukshe Kol HaTorah Kol LeTfilin. The entire Torah is compared to Tfilin. Is Kishem Vi in Tfilin Zayin Afaran Tfilin Shol Yad and Tfilin Shol Rosh. So just like in Tfilin, there is the hand Tfilin and the head Tfilin. So also in the Aveda of Torah Mitzvahs, there are these two aspects of the hand tefillin and the head tefillin. So Yad was Malekta ben Zeraya Kenegad Alev. There is the Aveda which is represented by the tefillin Shol Yad, which is put on the arm opposite the heart. That Aveda, Vaistad, the Aveda Shabalev, that's referring to the Aveda which is in the heart, Yiras Hashem, Kabbalah Soil, reverence of Hashem, and the feeling of subservience to Hashem, Un Shal Rosh. And then there is the Tfilin Shal Yad, which was Hanechosi, is Keneged HaMayach, which the placement of the Shal Rosh is opposite the brain, by the brain, Vaistad, the Aveda from Seichel, that of course indicates the Aveda of your own havana v'asaga, your own understanding and comprehension. Uvidas is mudgish in the din benigla v'shulchan aruch, and just as this is emphasized in the din in shulchan aruch, and shulchan aruch says askim mitzvah tefillin is lahanicham al azrei keneged alev al arosh keneged ambayach, that the mitzvah of tefillin is to place them on the arm opposite the heart and on the head by the brain. Kedei sheniska nisim neflosh she'asa imanu, so that we will remember the miracles that Hashem did with us, Shehem Meirim al Yechudai, and those miracles, they express the unity, the oneness of Hashem, Vashaloya Kerba Mimshallah, and that He is the only one that has the ability to be in the rulership, the kingdom, and the mastery over the world. The Yeshabed La Kadosh Baruch Hu Neshama, and that through this we will dedicate our Neshama to Hashem, Shehi B'mayach. The Neshama is found, resides in the brain. The gam tavis machshavas liba lavis Hashem, and all his dasi is baruch, and also the urges and thoughts and feelings of the heart and thoughts of the heart will also be dedicated to the service of Hashem. Val yineya deya nachas tefillin yisker es abeire yisbaruch v'yamit hanoisam, and by putting on tefillin, we will remember the Creator, and we will diminish our own dependence and our own attention to our own urges and lusts and so on. That's how the Shulchan Aruch describes the idea of tefillin. So then it boils down to two things: hergish midas alev, there is the feelings and the emotions of the heart, which correspond to mitzvah tefillin sholiyad, that is represented by the sholiyad, and teira, and the study of teira, which is in the mind, that is represented by tefillin sholreish. One of them, zaynadot tzveiros. So in regards in this inyan, in this idea, there are two instructions that we are given in regards to these two inyanim, these two ideas of avodah. Kishehu maniach maniach shol yad, v'achach maniach shol reish. When you put on the tefillin, when you dedicate yourself to these two ideas, first you start with the tefillin shol yad, and then you continue with the tefillin shol reish. As yiras chetayig, what this means is that reverence of Hashem and fear sin and so on has to come before study of Torah. Yira is tara l'chachma, because reverence of Hashem, the fear of sin, is the doorway that opens to it's the gate to wisdom. So yira shemayim has to come before study of Torah. Umvier is mevar baruch in Tanya. And as he explains at length in Tanya, as Reishis Avodah V'Ikar V'Shoshah, that the beginning of all Avodah and the foundation of all of it is, and the root of all Avodah is La'eru Tchila Yira Ativis, to first awaken and stimulate the natural fear of Hashem that every Jew has, and Masuteres Belev Kol Yisrael, which is hidden within the heart of every Jew. Shalai Limrid B'Melech Malchim Lacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Jew is inborn with this feeling not to want to rebel against Hashem. There is a fear of Hashem which is inborn. So that you have to bring that out. Then comes the next darga, there's the next level of avodah. Kolzman shebein enecha yushtaim, that as long as they are on your head, there both of them need to be there. As the avodah finyira fadetzich nishnar al tzagdometz libinatayra, that this avodah of yira is not only the preparation, the introduction to Limud HaTorah, nor as Eich B'Shas und Zusammen mit Limud HaTorah, but rather that even while you're studying Torah, is Avodah Shebeseichel, which is the Avodah which is done with the Seichel, Abana V'Asaga and Elokus, our comprehension of godliness, as I said before, Darf Eich Zayin, the Avodah from Yira, alongside that also has to be the Yira. Und Demelt is Chachmasim is Kayemis, and only then can the wisdom have a lasting effect. Meaning to say that as long as you are working with your mind, as the Tefillin Shel Rosh is being represented, you also have to have the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Avodah of the Tefillin Shel Yad, which is Yiras Shemayim. Und dor dem kumt man zu noch a hechere darge in Yira, and through this you reach a higher level of Yira, wie das kumt als Hagdome zu Teire, higher than the aspect of Yira which comes as an introduction to Teire. So welche mekum zu durch Teire, how do you reach this higher level of Yira? Through the study of Teire. Und ei welche es wird gesagt, and this level of Yira that is said, im ein chachme in Yira, that if there is no wisdom, there is no fear. Meaning to say, as the well-known question, what comes first, the Yira Shemayim or the chachme? The Mishnah says both. If there's no Yira, there's no Chachma. If there's no Chachma, there's no Yira. So it's the first thing is Yira, and that leads to Chachma. And then through the study of Torah, you can reach the higher level of Yira, and that's what the Mishnah means. If there is no Chachma, there will be no Yira, this higher level of Yira. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayetzaveinu Hashem lasis is kol hachukim ha'elu liyira. As Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem commanded us to do all of these laws in order to fear Hashem. Thus is the darga. In other words, that you need all the fulfillment of the mitzvahs and the Torah and the study of Torah to be able to reach this level of Yira. Thus is the darga from Yira Yilah. This is referring to the what's called the higher level Yira. Vasvert nimshel dafke noch der avodah of chachma, which comes only after the avodah of chachma, kumavur baruch in chassidus, as is explained at length in chassidus. When I've dem is mamaisif, and to this comes another point. as does was anochos film shol yad dav zayin far anochos film shol reish, that the fact that the shol yad has to be put on before the shol reish, which means yirasek and emes lachmosay, that the fear of Hashem has to come before the wisdom of Torah, is nish nor vayil azoy dav zayin the seder in anochos adam, is not just because this is the step by step order that a person should conduct himself, that in order to reach the perfection of Chachma, of Shor Rosh, from Torah, it can only be reached and accomplished through the introduction of Yireh and Kabbalah Seil Tefillin Shel Yad, in order for the Chachma, the Torah that you study, should be continued, should have a lasting effect. And that would mean, as he said in the Sikha earlier, that it's about the Tefillin Shel Reish. The reason you need to have the Tefillin Shel Yad is only to perfect the Tefillin Shel Reish. That's what this would mean. Kol Zman Shebein Enecha Yu Shtayim, as long as they are on your head, there has to be two, and Dordem Kum Tatsu Noch, and that through this he can reach the higher Shleimus, as we said, the perfection of which comes through Chachma, Yemein Chachma and Yira. That if you wouldn't have the Chachma, then you wouldn't have the Yira. It's fair, Tanil Eichen the Madrega from Tefillin Shel Yad, that this even elevates the Tefillin Shel Yad, because after Chachma, after the Tefillin Shel Reish, you can reach a higher level of your Tefillin Shel Yad as well. So it doesn't mean only that. Now the Seder Gufa is an inyan for Mitzvah Tefillin, but that the order is part of the Aveda, that is part of the mitzvah. It's not just in order to reach the proper way of Tefillin Shel Rosh, and then of course also elevate the Tefillin Shel Yad, but that this is the way you fulfill mitzvah's film. What does that mean? Das heißt, das ist melekt frie Tefillin Shel Yad. The reason that we first placed the Tefillin Shel Yad is weil euch das is an ikir und siz da in dem amaylet. So the fact that the Tefillin Shel Yad has to be first is not just so that it will lead to a better experience of Tefillin Shel Reish, but that putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad first, that is in itself important. V'baldas Kabbalah Soil Yira Afil Yira Tato, since Kabbalah Soil, the subservience to Hashem, which is what Yira means, even the lower level of Yira is in Yonah Bittul, that means Bittul, self-abnegation to Hashem, heipach ha-yeshus, diminishing your own importance. The external kind of bittul is directly connected into the essential part of bittul, which is the very essence of the soul. What we call the yechida, the very essence of the soul. Which is even higher than tefillin shel rosh. In other words, that the starting with bittul, which is what starting with tefillin shel yad means, is not just in order to enhance the experience of tefillin shel rosh. The whole thing is tied into the essence of the soul, which is in itself transcends the tefillin shel rosh. So in other words, it's important on its own, not just in order to enhance chachma. And as the Teres of Hashem Tevegen Hanochas Tefillin, which he said about that Hanochas Tefillin of Hashem, what does it mean that Hashem puts on Tefillin, since he does every mitzvah that he tells us to do? What does it mean? Priyir Tefillin Shel Yad, Unogden Tefillin Shel Rosh, what does that mean in terms of Hashem's Tefillin, that he first puts on Tefillin Shel Yad and then Tefillin Shel Rosh? In Tefillin Shel Maila is there Shel Yad Merames Eda Aveda Fin Anoshim Pshutim. In Hashem's Tefillin, Hashem's tefillin represent his love for the Jewish people. So what does the tefillin shel yad represent? His love for the simple Jewish people, the simple people. And the shel rosh, the avodah from the Bali Torah. And the shel rosh represents his love for a connection to the Bali Torah, to people of a higher intellectual standard. And in Anochas tefillin shel maila, so when Hashem puts on tefillin, is the avodah b'kabbalah self and Anoshim pshutim frier. The Aveda that he connects to, the Aveda of Kabbalah Soil of the simple people, comes first. To him it's even greater, and it comes first, and it comes before the Aveda of the people of an intellectual and ability to know and understand Torah. And by understanding this, v'etar uvgitam mitzvah film b'shlem musa, through this we accomplished film, the mitzvah of tefillin in its perfection. As v'et havaya vasiya achas, that it's all one, you know, continuous mitzvah, as he said before. Door them was in the madrege from tefillin shel yad herzig der inyan von achas beginnes yechida, that through this understanding and appreciating the idea from within the tefillin shel yad, we understand the inyan of achas, which means the essence of the soul, as we said before. Achas represents that one point, the essence which is indivisible, representing the very essence of the soul, yechida. Poiltos dem achas oich in tefillin shel rosh. This brings out the achas also in the tefillin shel rosh, in the avodah from Baal HaMochin, in Yedias v'Hashagas HaTeira, that so that from the anoshim shutim and their avodah of bittul, which is tied into the achas of the soul, this also spills over into the avodah of the Baal HaMochin, of the people of Hasaga and so on, that they should also be able to reach achas. So in other words, the Havaya Vasiya Achas, it all is one continuous Achas, but of course it starts from the Avodah of Kabbalah Soil and Bittul. And Durch der Avodah von Achas is Memamshich in Welt Echot. And through our Avodah of Achas, working with the essence of our soul, we bring down the Echot, which represents Hashem, Kemaimer it Tfilin de Mari Alma Maksibu, as it says. What is it written in the Tfilin of Hashem? Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like your nation, one nation in the world? Yidden Zayne Mamsho De Mavaya Echad Ba'aretz. Meaning to say that the Yidden are the ones that are able to draw down the Echad, the essence, the oneness of Hashem into the world.